so the Indonesian delegates have been in the United States for negotiation of reciprocal tariffs imposed by President Trump, and they don't really have the details.
The Indonesian government is negotiating the reciprocal tariff policy imposed by the U.S. on products from Indonesia with the United States high officials. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto, who led the Indonesian delegates, said that Indonesia proposed a number of options in the negotiations. Through the negotiations, according to him, Indonesia hopes that bilateral cooperation between the two countries can be developed into a fair and balanced direction. In a press conference in Washington, D.C., which was monitored from Jakarta Friday, Erlangga said that Indonesia would increase energy purchases from the United States, including LPG, crude oil, and gasoline. Indonesia also plans to continue buying agricultural products, including wheat, soybeans, soybean milk, and Indonesia will also increase purchases of capital goods. Indonesia, according to Erlangga, will also facilitate United States companies that have been operating in Indonesia in terms of licensing and incentives. Indonesia also offers cooperation related to strategic minerals and critical minerals. In addition, Indonesia will also ease import procedures for horticultural products from the United States.
Kemudian, seperti dalam kerjasama antar negara di sektor investasi, Indonesia mendorong
then, agar in cooperation between countries in the investment sector, Indonesia encourage investment to be carried out on a business-to-business basis. Indonesia also encourage the importance of strengthening cooperation in the sector of human resource development, including for the education sector, science, technology, engineering, mathematics, digital economy, and of course, Indonesia also raises related to financial services, which tend to be more profitable for the United States. Erlangga added that the Indonesian delegates had met with a number of related parties in the United States, starting from Secretary of Commerce Howard Lutnick to the Office of the United States Trade Representatives, USTR. In the meeting, Indonesia and the United States agreed to complete the negotiations within 60 days based on the agreed reference framework. Erlangga Hartarto hopes that in the next 60 days, the framework can be followed up in the form of an agreement that will be approved by both countries.
Next, we have information about Indonesian government prepares economic policy package to anticipate impact of reciprocal tariffs. The Indonesian government plans to issue a new economic policy package to anticipate the impact of U.S. trade policies on economic development in the country. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto said, the policy package will cover a number of aspects ranging from licensing and import quota arrangement to financial sector. He conveyed this in a press statement in Washington, D.C., which was monitored from Jakarta on Friday.
Kemudian juga terkait dengan paket ekonomi, nah ini sedang dalam pembahasan, dan salah satunya
also related to the economic package, well, this is under discussion, and one of them is certainly related to import licensing, related to API, OSS, related to tax and customs services, then also related to quota arrangements, and also includes the financial sector. We have coordinated with Financial Service Authority and Bank Indonesia.
Kami sudah berkoordinasi dengan OJK dan Bank Indonesia.
Meanwhile, the Bureau of the National Economic Council made out a promise to add there are several sectors that will be of concern in the new economic policy package, including labor-intensive and industrial sectors. According to her, both sectors will experience an impact due to U.S. trade policies, so that the government was taking anticipatory steps before reciprocal tariffs are actually implemented. In addition, according to her, the Indonesian government has also formed a task force on manpower and termination of employment, which will anticipate if the tariff were, of course, and have an impact on Indonesia. Now we have information about Indonesia's Minister of Trade, Budi Santoso, that led an expose of 15 billion rupiah worth of non-conforming goods. Dora Pandey has the details.
Indonesian Minister of Trade, Budi Santoso, led an expose of goods in circulation that did not comply with the provisions at the Ministry of Trade Office, Jakarta, Thursday. In his statement to the media, Budi Santoso said that during the January to March period of 2025, the Directorate General of Consumer Protection and Trade Order of the Ministry of Trade had supervised the circulation of goods and services, both periodically and specifically. Based on the result of the supervision, Budi Santoso explained that the Ministry of Trade had confiscated goods that does not comply with the provisions, such as it does not comply with Indonesian national standard, does not use Indonesian language labels, and does not have manuals or their warranty cards.
Menyita barang-barang yang tidak sesuai dengan earlier we confiscated goods that are not in accordance with first not in accordance with Indonesian national standard, then there is no warranty card manual, then does not use Indonesian language labels, and some are imported products.
Budi Santoso further explained that the imported products confiscated came from 10 companies with 5 categories, including electronics, children's toys, textile products, and metal products. As for local products, 10 companies are found violating in 2 product categories, namely electronics and footwear. Budi Santoso estimated the value of the confiscated goods is about 15 billion rupiah. Budi Santoso then emphasized that the Ministry of Trade is committed to continue to oversee and invite all stakeholders to jointly conduct supervision to protect consumers in the country. Let's move on to our next info. Microsoft invests 27 trillion rupiah. Indonesia becomes Southeast Asia's AI access. Microsoft 27 trillion rupiah investment to strengthen cloud and AI development in Indonesia has officially started. This move will make Indonesia a potential new digital power in Southeast Asia. The Indonesian government supports the plan through regulations and increasingly ready digital infrastructure. This commitment was confirmed in a meeting between the Ministry of Communication and Digital and Microsoft in Indonesia in Jakarta on Thursday. During the meeting, Indonesian Minister of Communication and Digital, Mutia Hafid, emphasized the Ministry's support for President Prabowo Subianto's directive to encourage a comprehensive digital transformation.
First, yes, there is indeed the President's message for digital transformation. Then our excellent team also fully supports the President's direction by making breakthrough in terms of rules. Regulation is used by ministerial regulation to make us more competitive.
Meanwhile, President Director of Microsoft Indonesia, Dan Masimulang, said that this investment is part of Microsoft's commitment and will be used for the launch of Indonesian Cloud Region. According to him, this infrastructure will not only serve domestic needs, but will also support global companies operating in Indonesia. Our next info is about Indonesian Minister of Villages and Development of the Sabah Region, Yandri Susanto, that will highlight the importance of focusing on villages as the key to solving public issues and achieving Indonesia's 2045 golden vision. Also has the details.
Indonesian Minister of Villages Development of the Affected Regions, Yandri Susanto, stated that village development must be the top priority of all worries, as most public issues originate in villages. He conveyed this during the socialization of the 2025 Village Index data collection held in Jakarta Thursday. He explained that in the future, data-based development will become the main foundation for planning programs and avoiding inequality in village intervention and fund distribution.
In reality, even though there is a Minister of Villages, most issues still exist in the villages. Today we inform you that we have signed a memorandum of understanding with more than 38 ministries and institutions. That is really a lot, which means public issues are concentrated in the villages. I always say that if we truly manage and develop our villages properly, then God willing, Golden Indonesia 2045 will become a reality.
Yandri also said that the accuracy of village data is crucial to prevent manipulation of village status. The way villages are handled and assisted depends on their official status, which must be determined honestly. Data from the village index will be used as the main reference in
policies through the 12 actions to build villages and build Indonesia. The map makes Indonesia and Indonesian Jordan strengthen cooperation on water management and wheat development. Indonesia's Ministry of Agriculture is committed to strengthening bilateral cooperation with Jordan, particularly water management and wheat cultivation. Speaking at a press conference in Jakarta on Thursday, Minister of Agriculture Andi Ambas Raymond said, Indonesia follows President Prabowo Subianto's recent visit to Jordan. Ambas mentioned that Indonesia is currently seeking potential land for wheat cultivation, but different methods that could be pursued in cooperation with Jordan.
We are trying something new with this wheat initiative. We have assessed agroclimatic compatibility across Indonesia and are now searching for high-quality seeds to cultivate here. If it succeeds, it could help reduce our dependence on wheat imports. This is very promising. We have specially invited experts from Jordan, the extensive formation and technology, because we also have strengths to offer.
Ambas also expressed interest in Jordan's efficient water management system, which has supported high agricultural productivity despite limited water resources. He also offered to exploit Indonesia's crude palm oil to Jordan upon demand. According to Ambas, the collaboration aims to strengthen diplomatic ties, enhance public welfare, and improve national food security. Next, info is about Indonesian President's Coastal Infrastructure, Irrigation, and Housing with House Commission 5. Randolph has the details.
Chairman of Commission 5 of the Indonesian House of Representatives, Lazarus, said that President Prabowo Subianto has asked for faster work on fixing and building roads across Indonesia. This is to help improve connection between regions and support food security in the country. Speaking after a meeting with the President at the on Thursday, April 7, 2025, Lazarus explained that while the condition of national roads is relatively stable, currently reaching more than 90% in good condition, regional roads, especially at the region's level, are still lagging behind at only around 40%.
Tadi saya sampaikan soal preservasi jalan. Earlier, I conveyed about the preservation of roads. The President responded immediately and ordered maintenance to ensure the stability of the national roads. That is the first. The second is the development of regional roads. Earlier, we informed that the condition of national roads in Indonesia is more than 90%. However, the condition of regional roads is still 40% in district roads and 60% in national and provincial roads. The President also ordered to pay serious attention to regional roads with a presidential instruction pattern. The name will be Presidential Instruction Road, Regional Roads.
Namanya nanti ada info jalan daerah. President Prabowo emphasized the need for swift action through the Presidential Instruction Regional Road Program. In addition, Commission 5 also highlighted the issue of several dams that have yet to be equipped with irrigation network. President Prabowo responded by directing that both primary and secondary irrigation system be built immediately, including simple irrigation system for rain-fed rice fields, which can be developed directly by local communities.
Last but not least, we have info about Indonesian Ministry of Population and Family Development, together with the National Population and Family Planning Agency, establishing cross-sector collaboration to improve human resources across Indonesia. Ofar has the details.
Indonesian Ministry of Population and Family Development, or National Population and Family Planning Agency, is inviting all ministers and government institutions to work together in addressing the challenges of human resource development through innovative, targeted, and integrated studies. This was conveyed by the Deputy Minister of Population and Family Development, Ratu Ayu Senabagus Oka, in her statement on Thursday. The cross-sector collaboration is expected to reach all levels of society fairly and equally.
Through collaboration, Ministry of Population and Family Development, National Population and Family Planning Agency invites all ministries and institutions to respond to various challenges with innovative, well-targeted, and integrated studies so that we can reach all segments of society in a fair and equal way. Meanwhile, the Deputy Minister said that a special committee will be established to harmonize policies and strategies across sectors, especially in drafting the Grand Design for Population Development, which will serve as the National Action Plan for 2025 until 2029. Grand Design for Population Development will be the foundation for managing and developing all aspects of population development in a comprehensive and sustainable way.
Well, and that was some information that happens in Indonesia this week on Highlight of the Week.
Yeah.
traditional snacks which have started to be rarely encountered. The seller usually paddles book and cakes around the village or from one residential house into the other, using a bicycle or a simple cart. Wherever he goes, a Phuket seller can easily be recognized by its typical sound. Phuket cake is made in a very traditional way using simple materials. The ingredients are rice powder and palm sugar, also known as brown sugar as stuffing.
The ingredients are rice and sugar.
And sugar cooked by steaming, put inside a bamboo stalk which is approximately 5 centimeters long as a mold. Once cooked, it is then served with grated coconut, which adds a distinctive aroma to the Phuket cake. Phuket cake is one of the healthiest snacks as in the cooking process, it does not use any preservatives, which might be bad for your health. Phuket cake is sold at 700 to 800 rupiah each. The price is very cheap when compared to the price of modern cakes that are sold in well-known pastry shops. The cheap price, however, does not mean that Phuket cake is not delicious. Cake are usually sold in the afternoon and evening. That was a glimpse of Phuket cake, one of traditional Indonesian snacks, which is not only cheap, but also tasty and healthy to accompany your afternoon tea or coffee, along with the whole family.
So we can to enhance our appreciation, preparedness to
make an adjustment with this.
So yeah, like I mentioned before, so our commander mission now, especially in the center picture, any custody, the theme of the yeah.
anniversary of Scopus, please.
Okay,
what
did
you say? A special message, wishes, or anything you would like to say to our listeners that they should know about this celebration or the anniversary, the 73rd anniversary of Indonesian Army Special Forces Command, or Scopus.
Sorry, as a human, I'm
sorry
to say that we cannot do everything by ourselves. We need support and help from our own people, Indonesian people, because if you have a message, and we come from our people, and we can't say that yet. So that's why we need people to always pray for us, always remind us, always initiate us, so we can do everything in the good of every righteous thing. And yeah, we hope that we can also develop, we can improve for years, for the future. If we have these people's friends, as you know that our privacy lines, the perfect food doctor, food under manager, so I think that it's the moral guidance for our operation. And I hope that our special force and our troops get the respect from all of the people.
Thank you so much, Major Infantry M. Arif Wibisono from the Indonesian Army Special Forces Command. Once again, happy 73rd anniversary for Indonesian Kopassus.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, VOA listeners, for joining us on VOA Talk Special Interview on Kopassus Day. Stay tuned for more interview from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
The overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and by streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Fashion, Indonesian Wonder, Kisarani, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Yeah.